All right, I think it's going to be in our interest to kick off nice and sharp. So, welcome for possibly the third time to those of you that have been in the room for over an hour to the Social Web Dev Room at FOSDEM. FOSDEM 25th anniversary, first Social Web Dev Room. Exciting to be here. We had so many folks submitting content. It was a really difficult choice to arrange a really great track for everybody, and we're really excited about the speakers we've got this afternoon. We've also got a Birds of a Feather session tomorrow afternoon, I believe it's tomorrow afternoon, and then a Social Web after hours tomorrow evening at the Brussels Hackspace that you're welcome to join us at as well, in which case you'll hear me talking even more. Anyway, I'm excited to hear from Matt from Write Freely. I'll leave it to you, Matt.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Andy. This is on, right? Yep, okay. And thank you guys for having me. I'm excited to present this. I'm Matt Baer, the lead developer, pretty much the only developer of Write Freely, which is a self-hostable, federated blogging platform. So today I'm going to tell you a little bit about the software, the project, and how you can use it to publish your writing, whether you're doing a personal blog, and poetry, kind of really anything you want to write, and how you can get that out to the Fediverse and the web in many different forms. Then I'm going to talk about the kind of particular ways that we implemented ActivityPub, because this is kind of more simplified and meant to be especially for writing, so we've taken certain parts and chosen to deal with other social interactions in interesting ways. So I hope ultimately you'll kind of take away some new ideas, bring them into your own projects for getting software onto this social web. So just a quick overview, Write Freely is, like I said, kind of this minimalist, distraction-free blogging platform, especially for writing, less focused on multimedia, even though it is capable of it. It's licensed under the AGPL and written in Go, which makes it easy to install and distribute because it's just a single static binary. So as long as you're not on like shared hosting, you can upload this to a cheap VPS or something and get a nice little blog up and running. Needs very limited resources.